Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're going to be discussing the Monaco Grand Prix. Now, we're just going to start off by saying the two-stop rule was garbage, and our unpopular opinion, well, maybe it's a popular opinion, Monaco has no place on the circuit for next year. The race in Monaco needs to be done. The race itself was absolutely boring. There was no room for passing. The strategy became drive as slow as possible. We need to be done with Monaco. Qualifiers was the most excitement we saw out of the entire weekend. And the biggest gossip right now is that Lando Norris had a girlfriend at the track. Like huge kudos to Lando Norris. Congratulations. He had a spectacular weekend. We're going to get into that. But we're kind of over Monaco, and they tried to spice it up with the two pit stops, and it was a disaster. So we're just going to recap really quickly. We saw Norris on pole. Our podium was Norris in first place with a spectacular drive. Leclerc in second, Piastri in third. McLaren is leading the constructors a full 172 points over the second place team Mercedes. Williams is hanging in fifth place in the constructors run, and the World Driver Championship has completely tightened up. Piastri is just sitting 3 points ahead of Norris, and Stella came out at the end of the weekend to compliment Norris on his drive and on his win, and he seems to be backing Norris. And we know that this is a slow and steady race to the end of the season in terms of the Drivers' Championship, and we feel that with Norris's consistency, that it's only a matter of time before he surpasses Piastri. And this is the turn Stella commented that Lando needed for his confidence. And he thinks that there's just more and more to come. And we 100% agree with him. So the finishes today in the Grand Prix, we just want to point out in the top 10, Hajar in sixth, Ocon in seventh, Lawson in eighth. And then we had Albon and Sainz in 9th and 10th. Amazing. Driver of the day was Charles Leclerc. Absolutely, we do not think deserve that. We think it should go out to our Minister of Defense, Liam Lawson. The Racing Bulls played the strategic game this weekend, whether you like it or not. And they, perfect teamwork. Liam Lawson, perfect teamwork. Those boys put themselves in sixth and eighth, both of them in the points, and their strategy worked so well that Williams ended up copying it. Mercedes was a complete and utter disaster this weekend with their strategy. No words, just absolutely no words. It's like they completely forgot that they had to make two stops. So when we look back to, So Monaco, as we know, traffic's an issue. I cannot imagine they can keep this on the grid for next year, because they're going to be adding two more cars. Just an absolute disaster. Like, shortest track on the circuits. It has the tightest turn, that turn six. There was the two pit stop requirements during the race. They had to use at least three sets of tires. And as they found out, as we watched, it wasn't like if you couldn't get your second pit stop into the pit lane being closed, fine. But it wasn't even just taking a penalty for not taking your second pit stop. It was a disqualification. So free practices were a disaster. We saw so many red flags and penalties. Lance Stroll handed a one-place grid penalty for causing a collision. Charles Leclerc ran into the back of him at turn six during FP1 because of Stroll. He moved onto the racing line, causing Leclerc to rear end him. Hajar hit the wall with the rear of his car in FP2 twice. Piastri lost his front ring in FP2 and drove straight into the barriers after his lockup. We had Hamilton into the barriers in FP3. Ollie Bearman received a 10 place grid penalty. For a red flag breach. He overtook signs under the red flags after Piastri's crash. So just absolute pure chaos in free practices this weekend. qualifiers were by far the most excitement we saw. Q3 was hands down the most exciting part of the weekend. It was the top 10 shootout, and Norris was provisional pole, had it stolen by Leclerc, and literally with like the last second, Norris set a new track record and took pole. And the Red Bulls this weekend, like Verstappen and Red Bull, seemed to have no response to the pace of the McLaren. It just, I don't know. Piastri looked like he was struggling all throughout qualifiers. He hit the wall so many times this weekend, struggled for control, struggled for pace, oversteer. Like Piastri was just off this weekend. But the top 10 shootout was the Q3 was hands down the most excitement we saw come out of the entire weekend. We had Stroll given another penalty for impeding Gasly in Q1. So he had a 3-place grid drop plus the 1-place grid drop for entering the racing line with Leclerc. So ended up taking a 4-place grid drop. Then Hamilton was giving a 3-place grid drop for his incident with Verstappen. It was just pure chaos. So the start of the race was the only dicey part. It was a short dash into turn one, brilliant start by Norris. He had a brilliant start. He did have a little bit of a lockup going into the first turn, but he was able to keep his lead. But like you saw that puff of smoke and like, we're like, is he going into the wall? Because it's such a narrow track, he was able to keep the lead. And that by far was the only excitement we really had. We had Bardolello crash down into the wall. But really it was your leaders out front, and then Lawson held up the rest of the everyone at the rest of the race to allow Hajar to do his 2 pit stops. Then they switched, and then Williams ran the same strategy. And then the end of the race, there were some complaints about like Leclerc thought Norris was going too slow, but Norris played that perfectly because Verstappen ended up after the pit stops. Verstappen needed to take one more pit stop. So we had your race leaders like Norris and Leclerc in second and third had taken both their stops. And Verstappen still had one more stop to go, and he was waiting out a safety car. So, but regardless, whether he took the stop or safety car happened, he was only going to come out in fourth. But what I think he was hoping to do was by slowing down, he was trying to like get into Norris's head to have him catch up to maybe cause an accident, right? That's what I felt like. Either he was hoping that Leclerc and Norris would tangle themselves up and then he could push further up. And so he knew he wasn't going to win, but it was about taking points away from those ahead of him in the World Driver Championship. So Norris was smart. He backed off. He went slow, which pissed off Leclerc. Piastri, we felt, could have done a better job. He needed to pick up his pace. There was concerns that Max was going to be able to come out ahead of him if he pitted. And a little bit of people like thought that Norris was being prioritized. Like, what about Piastri? And like Piastri said it himself, like he did not do the job this weekend. He kept hitting the wall. He had no control and he did not get the job done in qualifier. So his job then was to control Max. Now he had to be reminded of that on the radio. Norris had to like call it, like, so we felt like Piastri could have been a bit of a better team player there. And like all the race statistics now, like we're looking at the average, like finishing places on the grid, like Norris is showing out ahead. So faster driver. And now we're seeing like Piastri just needs to be able to work as part of a team. So play the team game a bit. And if he doesn't want to be put in the position where he doesn't want to play the team game, he needs to qualify better. So now moving forward, Verstappen definitely was holding up Norris and Leclerc. We feel he was doing it to maybe cause them crash, have him crash. It was all about trying to take out. He knew he couldn't finish in first. He knew he wasn't going to win, but it was about taking points away from those ahead of him is our opinion on that. And then when Norris was able to, when Verstappen finally did pit because the safety car didn't happen on the last lap, Norris was able to set the absolute fastest lap of the race. So once he was free and clear of Verstappen, he played it smart. He fell back 2 seconds behind so that Verstappen couldn't control or cause any incidences. Once he was able to get free and clear of him, we saw his real pace. And then Leclerc was not able to keep up. So our takeaway from this is Mercedes completely fumbled the whole weekend. Don't know what went on there. Get rid of the 2 pit stop rule. It was like, basically it took away from the race. The only focus was on the pit stops. And maybe we need to say goodbye to Monaco. That's our unpopular opinion. We're still standing strong here. We see the consistency. We think Norris is the one to watch. We're excited to see what happens this weekend in Spain. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.